Ian, when you were flying to your destination in New Hampshire or Vermont?
Concord. Concord, New Hampshire.
Concord. That's the way they said they're Concord. When you were flying there, did you notice what I noticed? Something must have happened that has caused a change in the pre-flight recording, the pre-flight video, or what the flight attendants say. Because now they say, if the plane, you know, essentially goes down and the slides are employed and you have to use the slide, if you're wearing high heels, please remove them before going down the slide. Something must have happened and somebody's heel got caught in the slide.
I think they've been saying that.
No, I don't remember that. I think it's new.
I don't remember the pre-flight video on the flight that we took to Boston.
Are you not paying attention?
I do remember.
I mean, are you not paying attention to
put the video.
The flat end into the buckle and
I remember
the
all
exit?
That stuff.
Do you
I
know
remember,
where the exits are?
I
you
know
take
where
off?
The exits are. Sometimes they're behind you.
Yes, they are.
The lighted pathway will appear. Leave your luggage behind.
That's right.
You know, put on your own mask before helping others. I know all the little stuff.
Because, you know, there are people who are not paying attention. And
they're
If the plane goes down, these people are going to be, oh, where do I go? What do I do?
What do I do? Oh, my God. All right. We're all going to die.
Get out of the way.
Shut
I know
up.
Where the exit is. Okay. Yeah, okay.
My flight had a rather charming little video, a tightly produced little video package where
I had that too.
They were like, it's the 60s, and this is everyone's got 60s hairdos and 60s outfits. And they were like, hey man, like this is way like I don't know, 60s hippie stuff. And then they were like, it's the 70s, it's the disco era. You know, put on your mask before helping others. They went through the decades as they were explaining the different safety procedures, which I think was an effective way to get people to watch.
That's really cool. What airline was that?
Delta.
Well, I flew Delta, and I didn't get that. I flew Delta, and I, in fact, it took me two flights to get there. I was on four Delta flights, and I didn't get that video.
Well, maybe you got the video. You were just thinking about how you were going to get your high heels off in case the slides were deployed, because you don't want to puncture the slide.
Hey, nobody told me this before. I'm not taking off my heels. I'm not taking off my heels. Okay, I got a fungus. I'm not taking off my heels.
Yikes.
I think that was a Frank Costanza thing. I'm not taking off my...
Nobody's
I'm not touching
taking off my
feet.
Shoes!
I got a toe fungus, okay? But no, I just... Well, all right, look, somebody sent us a text. I mean, is that relatively new? I fly pretty often, and I never noticed them saying, if you're wearing high-heel shoes, please remove them before going down the slide. And so it occurred to me that if they've added that, something must have happened and somebody's high heel shoe got caught in the slide. Also, you know, what about the people that just totally ignore the fasten seatbelt sign? You know, the plane just takes off.
Oh,
they're not
man.
Even at 10,000 feet. You don't even have the go-ahead to use your electronic equipment at 10,000 feet. And they're already going down the aisle to go to the bathroom.
If there's bad turbulence, you will get injured. The reason that they have the test, I mean, you know, it's like, this happened on a flight, I think it landed in Atlanta just a couple months ago, where they say, you know, I'm using air quotes here, turbulence, severe turbulence sent a couple passengers to the hospital. When they say turbulence sent passengers to the hospital, they mean the plane is porpoising like that, where it goes up at a very steep angle and then it comes back down at a very steep angle. And if you're not in a seat, you will fall to the back of the plane, and then as soon as it pitches down, you'll fall back down to the front of the plane, banging off the chairs, banging off the ceilings. I mean, people die that way.
Yeah, but turbulence can also mean just severe, you know, rumblings. You know, the rumblings of the plane, and you know these planes are really really strong. You know, I've heard that the wing on some planes can stretch 8 feet in either direction before snapping off. You know, that's a lot of give, you know, for that wing. And it is a miracle I'm not sick, because on the flight back, everybody was coughing.
No.
Everybody around me was sneezing and coughing. And anyway, I take the Airstream.
Yeah.
I take the air, and instead of putting it right on me, I put the stream between me and the passenger next to me, hoping that it's some kind of buffer that keeps the germs over there.
I mean, sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe that probably works. Look, we are getting a bunch of texts here. Everybody's piling in here. Paul in Michigan, Rose, Soothsayer Sam, they all say that we've been telling people to take off their high heels back in the 70s. Been doing that for a long time.
Seriously, yeah? I can't believe I didn't notice that.
I mean, maybe they don't do it on every plane, every time, every airline. I mean, you know, who knows?
Well, I'm surprised. I mean, I pay attention to these things. And I mean, I don't, I mean, once I, yeah, I mean, I know how to do the seatbelt. I mean, if you don't know how to do the seatbelt, I don't think you should leave home. But I you know, I look for the exits and I know the rest of the spiel. So I don't pay attention to every word. But I just, I thought the high heel thing was a relatively new thing. But maybe I'm mistaken.
I would love to evacuate an airplane. I would love to practice that. You know, I don't want to be in an actual emergency situation. Don't get it twisted. But if there was like a you know, like, I don't know, Fear Factor or something, like flight emergency simulator where you got to, okay, everybody, like the power goes out, depressurized, masks come down, you know, you got to figure out like how to, you know, tell every, like, you know, follow the little lights. Yeah. The nearest exit might be behind you. Take off your high heels. I think that would be really fun.
You know, there'd be some arrogant drag queen on there, trans person drag queen, who's not going to want to say, I'm not taking off my high heels. I don't care what anybody says.
This is about safety.
Yeah, I know. It is.